This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. Thank you so much for listening. And there's news this week that the special counsel investigation into the campaign of President Donald Trump and possible ties to Russia is broadening. Now it appears that special counsel Robert Mueller is looking at the president himself and whether he tried to obstruct justice when he asked former FBI Director James Comey to drop an investigation and then later fired him. There's also the question of whether the president asked members of his team, including the heads of intelligence agencies, to try and get the FBI to stand down on their investigation. Now, behind all this news and swirling accusations, though, is Robert Mueller and the investigation itself. And Bob Mueller has been very busy assembling a team of lawyers and investigators. They include experts in criminal law, financial crimes, and appellate law. And they'll be the ones responsible for the interviews and the investigation, looking at whether there was coordination with Russia or collusion, and now potentially even obstruction of justice. President Trump lashed out on Thursday morning, saying that Robert Mueller and his team represented the single greatest witch hunt in American political history, led by some very bad and conflicted people. And here was former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, a Trump ally and a surrogate, talking to George Stephanopoulos on ABC's Good Morning America this week.
These are bad people.
Bad people.
I mean, these are people who are going to be after Trump.
I had Ken Starr.
He did not hire a single Republican in the first wave.
I had Ken Starr, the former sure. independent counsel, on the show yesterday. He said this is a fantastic team of complete professionals.
Well, Ken Starr and I live in two different universes then.
In Newt Gingrich's universe, Robert Mueller's team is filled with bad people. We should point out that it was 1 month ago tomorrow that the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, said on Twitter that Robert Mueller is a superb choice to be special counsel and that his reputation is impeccable for honesty and integrity. And that leads to the question of whether Donald Trump and his allies, including Newt Gingrich, think that with Robert Mueller and his team, there really is something to worry about. David Latt is an attorney and founder and managing editor of the legal website Above the Law, and he joins me now in studio. David Latt, welcome.
Thanks, Todd.
The team that Robert Mueller has assembled here. Now, Newt Gingrich has his view out in the media that these are bad people. These are people with long careers and a lot of varied skills. Let's assess the team broadly before we get specific. What kind of team is this?
This is a spectacular team of legal talent, an amazing assemblage of lawyers with distinguished careers in public service and private practice. These are people with tremendous sterling reputations for ethical conduct, glittering resumes. It would be hard to find a team of more well-credentialed and highly regarded lawyers than this one.
Well, let's go through the roster
sure.
a little bit, and it's fairly lengthy, but there are some standout names. James Quarles III is a former assistant special prosecutor. He was involved in Watergate, so he's got a pedigree that goes back to the previous chapter that's on a lot of people's minds now.
Yes. So I think Quarles brings a deep, deep knowledge of these types of investigations into presidential administrations. So because of his experience on the Watergate team, he has the ability to investigate both criminal conduct and the political chops and the ability to navigate very sensitive territory. He is a former senior partner at WilmerHale, which is the law firm that special counsel Bob Mueller came from. So he has a history of working with the special counsel, and he is a very well-regarded attorney.
Michael Dreeben is another recent hire by Robert Mueller. He's a criminal law expert and considered, I've read, by most people to be one of the top criminal appellate attorneys in the country. What does that choice say to you?
So I would say Michael Dreeben is the top criminal appellate lawyer in the country, especially on the government side. He has argued more than 100 cases before the United States Supreme Court. He has served in the Solicitor General's office, which represents the administration before the High Court across multiple administrations. He is one of the finest legal minds out there. Now, it's interesting to note, he is an appellate specialist. He's a Supreme Court specialist. In other words, he's not a trial lawyer. He's not a street fighter. He's a strategist. So having him on board, I think, suggests two things. One, this team is very conscious of the big picture, not just the battle, but the entire war. And second, I think what Dreeben shows is they're looking at possible legal issues down the road. Say you get some convictions for obstruction of justice or money laundering or what have you. Those convictions get to be appealed. Michael Dreeben is an appellate lawyer. He's an expert in making sure those convictions stick as opposed to get overturned. Dreeben is a hire for the long game.
Now, David Latt, you just mentioned there financial crimes. And Andrew Weissman has also been brought on. He's a former organized crime prosecutor, but he's also an expert on financial crimes. And we already know that Robert Mueller is looking into business dealings of Michael Flynn and Paul Manafort and possibly others. So what does this tell us?
So Andrew Weissman is a foremost prosecutor of white-collar crime. He used to head the Justice Department's fraud section, and he made his bones on the Enron case, which was one of the hugest financial scandals in American business history. So again, if what he brings to the table is a deep, deep insight into financial and white-collar crime, and if they are going to be looking at activities with Manafort and Flynn, possible money laundering, money moving across borders, he's the guy.
Who's Lisa Page?
Lisa Page is also a lawyer with Justice Department experience. She's actually still at the department. And she also has a great deal of experience with money laundering cases, specifically in the international area and specifically out of the former Eastern Bloc. So in many ways, her expertise is complementary to Andrew Weissman's, and she's also an invaluable asset to this group.
And then there's Aaron Zebley, who I've read was a counterterrorism agent, essentially, traveling to Africa busting terrorists. And I thought, impressive career, but what's he doing here with Mueller?
So Aaron Zebley, I think, is probably the member of this team with the best war stories. He's kind of like international man of mystery. He worked as an FBI agent for 7 years on anti-terrorism stuff, but he also has legal chops. He's a graduate of UVA Law School, which is where Bob Mueller also went. He was a partner at WilmerHale, which is the firm that Bob Mueller came from. And he has a very deep ability to get to the bottom of things, whether it is catching international terrorists like the people who conducted the Tanzania and Kenya embassy bombings, or whether it is handling cases on behalf of large corporations like the ones that retain WilmerHale.
There are criticisms of this team that we've been talking about, which are worth consideration. Many of them have given political donations to Democratic candidates. Republicans point to that to say this is a biased investigative team. What do you think of that accusation? Is it important?
I don't make much of that accusation. These are people of incredible integrity. And the head of this investigation is Bob Mueller, who has served as both a Republican and Democratic appointee. He served in the Bush 1 administration. He served in the Bush 2 administration. And he's running the show. So even if people below him have made political contributions to a Democratic candidate here or there, I would not put much weight on that. Furthermore, some of them have given to both sides. Quarles has given to both Democrats and Republicans. And some of the other members of the team have no giving history whatsoever. So I think that that criticism doesn't really carry much water.
David Latt, attorney, founding and managing editor of the legal website Above the Law. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Todd.